feeling gravity and alignment. If you wish, allowing a few breaths to be a bit bigger, like fluffing up a pillow as you settle in. A little more space for your body, for your mind, for your heart, a little more space between the bones, between the thoughts. And sometimes to arrive and disconnect from whatever has been going on in the foreground and in the background today and in these last couple of months. Just really riding along the breath the whole way, especially the out-breath from the beginning all the way down to the end. And maybe even hanging out in the space after the out-breath. No need to make it longer. And then the whole in-breath. If as you start to arrive a bit, you realize that you're not in a good posture to be comfortable and feel supported so that your body and mind can relax a bit more, please realize it's not too late. Let your body alignment come from within rather than some idea of posture, feeling really free to lie down. Feeling really free to be in the posture that works well for you. To rest, to let the usual programming start to go to sleep. And noticing if you're trying too hard in feeling your breath or in trying to be feeling welcome or feeling that you've arrived. Just noticing the trying too hard in the body, how that feels. Or if you have a feeling of you can't arrive, you can't relax, that feeling of can't in your body. And if you do have your own way of melting down into the ground and into your center, into contact with life beyond ideas, please do that. Or with a few more breaths, perhaps, could there be a feeling of letting the out-breath kind of ride all the way down into your legs? And maybe as if the in-breath also starts a bit lower down in your body. The movements that are bringing the breath in and bringing the breath out. perhaps as if a little bit more of your body starts to be involved in the breath, like a sail on a sailboat, a little bit more catching the wind. And then falling, being filled and falling. Is it possible to feel your back involved in the receiving of breath and the releasing of breath? Letting your body be heavy. Noticing what it feels like to try too hard or to feel outside or to give up, how that pattern feels in the body. Just like a little pattern in the sand caused by waves or currents. It just feels like that, no big deal. And maybe briefly noticing the kind of quality of the mind, the thinking, the mood, the emotion, the mind state. And how that feels in the body. Not looking for what's wrong with yourself. More like a curious child discovering a magical landscape or a new forest. With different kinds of trees and moss. there's been a lot of screen time, there might be a kind of dryness in the mind. Feeling if there's a sense of heat or cold. A texture, like ropes of worry. And then perhaps coming back to the breath. Maybe the back of the body, maybe even into the backbone. And the back breathing. And giving again a little time after feeling what the mind state felt like. A little time to arrive again into the casual movements of the breath happening by itself and being felt by themselves. Can be such a great relief to realize how unnecessary our trying is sometimes. To be unnecessary and yet still present. The movements and sensations and temperatures of breathing, these forces of nature. Spreading through the body, and the sensations felt. In the instant. Relaxing more and perhaps feeling even more. Relaxing more and even more sensation is felt. Whatever mind state, whatever kind of power of thinking is going on, whatever kind of powerful emotion may be going on, is it possible to really let that be another force of nature? It's not your fault. It's not your creation that you made with your own hands. And we could let it go on, but not give it our attention for a while. And a trick can really be to unlock in the heart the sense that it's something wrong with you, that there is thinking or that there is a mind state. Whatever the mind state, whatever the thinking has happened before and is happening now in other human beings, maybe other creatures. Not our fault. Not something personally wrong with you or right with you. resting into the ground, resting into the back, feeling the movements of breathing, if you like the sail of a boat, filling with wind and dropping. Relaxing a bit more, doing a bit less if possible. Letting it happen by itself. The breathing doing itself, and the awareness of the sensations also happening by itself. Just melting into that intimacy. Kind of effort that's needed would be like what we need to be able to hold a rose petal in the palm of our hand. But it could feel more like being the rose petal, riding on the breath. The rose petal being carried on the waves of the breath. The rose petal of your presence, in the breath on the earth. You don't need to do your presence, you can enjoy your presence happening by itself. while melting into the movements of breathing in your back, in your body. Sometimes it might dawn on you some tension in the mind and body. And that can really be wonderful to become aware of. And feeling in the body and then coming back to the breath, not taking it as something wrong, can really be a discovery of something that maybe was going on in the background sometimes. So we can feel glad or privileged to get to know what's happening inside ourselves. Feeling it in the body briefly and loosely and kind of on the side for a few moments, and then immersing back in the breath and the body and the moment. Letting things unwind by themselves while you ride this instant of the wave of breath. While you become the wave of breath. This living breath happening now in tandem with the so many breaths going on across the planet. feeling welcome in life. May all beings live in peace.